Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
What's up? What's up? Here's what we do here. We stir it up with the intention of getting you interested with the end game of making a difference. If we can't make a difference, why the hell are we here? A congressman that, since I met him, more than 20 years ago, has always been focused on that. Raising hell with the end game of making a difference. Because if we can't make a difference, why am I here? And why is Congressman Mike Kelly here? Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Marty. How are you?
I'm wonderful, sir.
Okay.
Isn't that why we're here, sir, to make a difference?
I would like to think that all of us at some point in our life would say, what in the world am I doing here? What is my purpose? This is this purpose-driven life, which I think everybody should read. If you can't understand why you're here or what you can do about things that are taking place right now in your time zone, in your lifespan, and you're sitting back and saying, well, somebody better do something. My answer to all the people who've asked that to me is to go to a mirror and take a look. That person looking back at you is probably the person that should get fully engaged in everything that's happening in his or her life. And if you don't do that, please don't look for somebody else to do it for you. Be part of a team. Don't be a standalone that says, well, nobody ever did anything. They should have done something. And they said, my God, that's interesting. You and I both know this, Marty. Whenever the American people decide that it's no longer important to register to vote, and if you are registered, you know what? I'm not even sure that I feel like voting this year. Then please don't sit back and tell me years from now, I should have done something and I didn't. There's nothing worse than passing up an opportunity and then regretting later that you didn't get involved.
I have found... Mike Kelly, to be that leader since I started doing this show more than 20 years ago. Anytime I've ever gone to him with a problem, they have got in the middle of it and fixed it because he makes a difference. Mike Kelly has been front and center in the investigation surrounding the assassination attempt of Trump and Butler. And now we find out that the Secret Service missed more than 100 radio calls, which is scary as hell. Now we have the Secret Service involved in another controversy suggesting that the president should not fly on this new jet and telling him to fly on Air Force One. It seems to me, sir, that if they're saying that, there are concerns about the president's safety. Are you feeling that, sir?
Absolutely. I am absolutely concerned about it. I've been on the same page in so many things for so long, it's hard for me to believe. that what we're looking at today, the checking and double checking and cross checking, everything that needs to take place. We live in such a dangerous world. I don't know that anybody is ever safe at any time, anywhere anymore. You have to be cautious of everything that's going on. I've never seen things in such an uproar that they are right now. The same. Loss of confidence that we same. Have same. In each other as human beings is tragic.
Same. Why would they even think of allowing the president to get on a jet that might not be safe, sir?
The only thing I can think of, Marty, is that they had some type of information that came to them and said, listen, don't get on this plane. Let's get old Air Force One out, get it up and running. Let's put him on that plane. We feel more secure with that plane than we do with the plane that he flew over in. That is a heck of a situation to look at right now as to what it is that we're trying to do anymore and where is it that we're looking at. There could be danger, and the answer is everywhere.
So let's get to Butler.
No.
To imagine that the Secret Service missed over 100 calls that could have been critical in them finding this shooter before he shot the president is frightening, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the one agency that we rely on all the time for not being any political affiliation, but just protecting. And they were part of Treasury at one time, as you and I have talked about before, when they went to Homeland Security. It's an altogether different ballgame.
And are they better today, sir? Are they better from what you know?
I would just say from my personal involvement, going back to a couple of years ago and now talking to new leadership at the Secret Service, I am confident that that group now is much different than the group that was in effect on July of 2024. There's an altogether different leadership, as you and I both know, and I hope our listeners are understanding. The Secret Service falls under law enforcement, which is under the executive branch. So we have the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. Secret Service falls under now, under the executive branch. All the direction of what they're supposed to do on a certain day and certain place with certain people in place comes out of the executive branch. So the question is, what changed between what happened July of 2024 and now? And the difference is we have a new coach, we have new personnel, we have a new offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and we have new personnel on the field. And they're following a different direction than what the previous Secret Service was. You know, it was in disarrangement. They had been switched from Treasury to Homeland Security. If you were to look at an organizational chart and look at all the different things that Homeland Security is for, just go to the very bottom of the chart and you will see Secret Service.
Wow.
They were a lost.
Wow.
They were the redheaded stepchild.
Congressman, in your career, have you seen?
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
As many threats to men like the president, to men like you, to other senators and congressmen and judges. Have you seen anything like this in any time in your history in power, sir? Because I haven't. I haven't.
No, I haven't. And I will tell you one thing. If there's one thing I am, you and I have talked about this, if there was one thing I could have in my life,
to do. I would like to have just one day to go back and talk to my grandparents, my parents, my aunts and uncles, and just say thank you. You people were absolutely incredible. You saved the world a couple of times. You raised us. You put us before everything else in your life. You sacrificed so that we would have it better. And I look at things today and say, oh, my God, thank God they're not here to see what happened under our watch. This is absolutely stunning and scary of what's happened to the United States of America. And, Marty, one thing I will say, this soccer thing that happened in America, the one saving grace, I know everybody wanted the United States to win.
Yeah.
But at the end of all this, every one of those teams that came to the United States of America were in awe of this nation and what it provides and just stunned.
This is so true. This is so true.
Oh.
What a great observation, sir.
Oh.
Right?
Well, yes. And listen, things have changed dramatically. When we no longer rely on the nuclear family to raise our children, when we have to put as part of a tax law a baby bonus so that people will continue to have children, we say, well, these are jobs Americans won't do anymore, and we need to have more people coming to this country because we're not producing enough children on our own. Something is dramatically wrong, and it starts with the faith-based initiative of what America was founded on. I am just stunned at where we turned our heads and said, no, that's no longer important. Well, you know what? Then you weren't raised by the Kellys, the McTighes, or any of the Simmelsbergers. Everything in their life was about the next generation and what they were willing to sacrifice to make it better for the next generation. Sadly, in this relay race that we're in, we were passed the baton, and what we said is, you know what? Why the hell should we run so hard? We can just coast now.
So
we don't
true.
Have to worry about
so
competition.
True. Hey, I need to get your opinion on this. Americans are in distress. They can't buy a house. They can't afford a car. Food has exploded. Gas has exploded. They've lost confidence in their ability to be successful. How do we get back there, sir, when more people flourish? How, sir?
You know, I think that because of everything in our lives was made possible for you and I today because of those who brought us into the world, of those who schooled us, those who took us to church, those who taught us about the way life is supposed to be lived. It was never about yourself. It was always about others. We have to figure out how we got so far away from whom it is that we were and to get back on track. And that's going to be a generational change. One thing I will tell you, this generation, the youngest generation now, whether and then we go by what, X, Y, Z, or whatever.
Yes, sir.
This new generation is turning back more to the faith-based principles that America was founded on to begin with and saying, what is wrong? We need to get back on track, and we better do it soon. So I would just hope that parents, and you and I both know this, the fastest growing segment right now of education is homeschoolers and faith-based schools, public schools. While we championed this back in 1843 in Pennsylvania, my God, we're not going to educate just the fortunate. We're going to educate everybody so that the future will be an equal basis for us all. We have watched our education system go into something that we once revered into something that's worth questioning now. That should never have been the case. I just tell people all the time, hey, God bless you for what you're doing, brother. You're out there every day putting that message out there. If parents don't get involved in the raising of their children, if a mom and a dad aren't raising their children, if a dad's not playing catch, taking their child hunting, taking them to the ball game, having dinner with them, and mom's not able to be there, when people have to work two jobs, I'm talking dad working two or mom working two and dad working one or mom working one just to put food on the table and a roof over their head, something is wrong. We've absolutely destroyed the value of our money by overprinting it. And once we went away from the gold standard, as you know, back in 1972, it was about $40 an ounce then. So if you think inflation took place with the food you eat, take a look at what happened to the price of gold. We have been on a destructive path for so long. When you and I first talked, we were $9 trillion in debt. And all of a sudden, we're looking at we're $40 trillion in debt. And the question is, who the heck is watching the cash register?
Wow.
And so the cost of borrowing money, the cost of everything we consume, everything has gone up in price and more. We can't catch up with the increase in cost by looking at, well, how do we change it? How do we dial it back in? I would just tell you that it is going to take longer than one election. It's going to take longer than just one direction. I am just encouraging, Marty, you have always championed this. Get involved, get totally immersed in your future of this nation. If you walk away from it, do not be surprised that it veers off course and becomes something so different that you can't go back to 250 years of success and say, you know what, we had a chance to make it better, and we dropped the ball because we just didn't think it was worth it.
Preach it, Congressman. You're my man. Appreciate you, sir.
You're my man. You're my man, brother. I got to tell you, we'll talk off radio for a little bit here, but I'm always going to be concerned about the people. The canaries in the mine are the ones that have always been the ones that have warned people of what's going to happen if you're not paying attention. When that canary wants to leave the mine and was chirping, you better pay attention. That is your warning sign. You are the canary in the mine, my friend. I can't thank you enough for what you're doing.
Congressman Kelly, my brother. Go get him, sir. Appreciate you.
You got it, brother.
From the first time I met him, all you see is this big frame, this big smile. I swear. And then he says, how can I help you? That's what he's about.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.